It doesn't happen often, but what happens when one of your did you know jokes kind of flops?
I have to laugh at myself.
Emily Hayes, I know sometimes Rich Thomas doesn't care to do the weather. What do you say to him to get him to step up?
Will you do it for a Scooby snack?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what do you think about all this Scooby-Doo business? And Rich Thomas, you come back here. You can't just sneak out like that. You've got to do the weather.
Yes, might have gotten away with it, too. If it wasn't for these meddling kids.
Well, there you go. Have we missed anyone?
Ta-da-da-da-da! Puppy Power!
Oh, no. Get him out of here. No. He's got to go. Out. Now, stand by for three men.
Zoinks!
And a lady.
That's a laugh I just can't do. Although I did a pretty good Louis Armstrong last hour.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you. I'm Greg Goodell. Jay Scott is here.
Himbo the Nimbo.
In her own world. Emily Hayes. And we get the hot forecast from this man.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Hot, yes. Steamy, yes. Oppressive, certainly. Very hot today with the heat index approaching the 105 danger range. We're in what's called the extreme caution range with a high today around 96. Risk of scattered thunderstorms later. Later on, if you watch my morning video this morning, you'll see the dilemma in the forecast the next few days as these clusters of storms ride down on us like a roller coaster from the northwest through southeast. Some of the storms had the potential to be quite strong, perhaps even severe. We're in a marginal severe weather risk. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, dangerous heat continues. Heat indices even up a notch tomorrow, above 105, maybe closer to 107, 108, 109. And then big heat can produce big storms, some more clusters of storms tomorrow that need to be watched. And then on Friday, I think the storms will be a little bit better as far as the number of storms, a better chance on Friday. And Saturday and Sunday, a decent chance both days, at least 50-50 on Saturday and Sunday. Right now this morning with 81 degrees already and 84% humidity, it's 8:04.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Certainly our Baumhauer's gang, and many of our listeners know LaDonna Brooks. And she's got a birthday fund, one of those Facebook birthday fundraisers.
I just contributed.
So many people helped out Goose. She wanted to aid the Possum Research Center in North Carolina, the Marsupial Research Center.
Yeah.
And LaDonna, for her birthday, is raising money for the Senior Dog Sanctuary.
Very sweet.
I like that.
She is one of the most caring people I've ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. She is a coworker that can't be topped in terms of, you know, just being great to work with.
Yep.
She's like the three of us, the four of us, the three of us. Emily makes these faces and they're very distracting.
It's my face.
I may have myasthenia gravis and you're making fun of me.
You don't even know what that is.
I know, but it sure sounds serious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
Anyway, I posted the link if you want to, whether you know LaDonna or you don't. I think it's a great cause.
It's people love puppies and they adopt puppies, but seniors, and by the way, it's just a great thing to do at the Montgomery Humane Society or any humane society to go by and see the, you just don't just adopt the puppy. By the way, it's much easier to adopt a senior because you don't have to potty train them. Puppies can be a little taxing.
Yeah.
You found that out, right?
Yeah.
They're cute.
When you said adopt a senior, you were looking at me. And I'm thinking, is that my future?
No, but you're not potty trained yet.
Are you guys going to be trying to find me a home?
We're going to put you on eBay.
He wanders off.
As soon as you're potty trained. We'll consider.
He wanders off every once in a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Not sure where he's going, and he makes abrupt sounds like "whoa" every once in a while too. We have some great end of the week grand prize drawing.
What? Yeah.
We sure do. I mean, what we always have been doing, like Eddie Bader has been giving us a $25 gift certificate to
the Capital Oyster Bar.
And Don Duncan, we got the works. So you can get your car completely serviced at any one of their three locations. And new to that end of the week grand prize drawing, which is why you should call just to annoy us or participate in the upcoming conundrum. A party-sized tray of wings and gooey fries from Baumhauer's. In fact,
how perfect for football season.
That's the idea.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I came up with that all by my big self.
Did you?
I did.
Oh. Yeah. Do you want a gold star or a cheese slice for that?
I want a cheese slice for that.
Okay.
That's the new system we're on, right?
Yes. Currently, you and Rich have two cheese slices, and Jay's got one. I still have zero because I can't award them to myself.
Well, I want to make sure.
Well, okay. Oh, then we'll have to remember. Okay.
So if I do anything worthy of a cheese slice,
I'll be dairy free for a while.
It's a tailgate. Listen, it's a tailgate to go party package: a party tray of wings, chips, cheese, salsa, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea.
Mm.
Now that's a nice prize to win.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do things like the silly conundrum coming up, this is why you should pounce on the phone like a cat and a mouse and call us at 272-9228 and attempt to answer it. And here's the question. More than 50% of women say they do this better than their husbands. Better than their husbands. That's the key word.
Better. Yeah. Focus on that, and you'll get a decent
idea.
What
are some of the dynamics in a marital relationship where one can be better than the other? Or one would presume bragging rights than the other? Not that.
Hitting the toilet.
Well, yeah.
Weird.
Their aim is true.
You know, I have to go to John Lee Paints and see if they have a color called a shower, because that damn men's room is...
Okay. Check, please. Oh, jeez.
And the phones light up.
Check.
That's enough.
Well, it's the men's room.
We're rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch still sees a delay on I-65 southbound. If you're headed out of the Prattville area into downtown, be ready to slow down around the river bridges. If you're on I-85, we don't have any delays this morning. The boulevard's extra busy. Be careful around the intersections. And if you're on the 31s, everything looks pretty clear this morning. School zones are in effect for a few more minutes, so watch out around the kids and buses, and remember your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
All right, we're talking paint colors at 810.
No, we're not. Moving along.
Hey, we got the phones ringing. 272-9228, the conundrum. More than 50% of...
Hello. Yes, we know. We're funny.
Leah, what's the first letter of your last name?
I just...
Cheese slices are non-transferable.
No, I got a cheese slice from my wife, who says I made her snort laugh.
That's nice.
Anyway, 50% of women say they do this better than their husbands. And Sam?
Yes.
Hey.
Hi, Sam. I wasn't sure about your name because my glasses are smudgy. And
I hear you. Well, my guess is going to be they claim they can drive better.
Oh, that's a good answer.
It is.
Oh, those
but it's not right.
That's a good answer.
It's it ain't the winner, right. But you know, it's a damn but good answer.
It's a well thought out, and that's,
Shammy.
That's on the list. It's something like that. You know, it's not driving. What would somebody say that they're better at than doing it than the man is? What's something else
in that marital dynamic?
I'll think on it.
I think.
Thanks, Sam. That's a good guess. That was a new caller, wasn't it?
Possibly, yes.
Keith.
How about managing the finances?
Oh, finances. Okay.
Managing the money. 50% of women say they're better than their husbands. That is not a bit. It's a very good
My mom was the banker. who's the...
That's the way it was in a lot of boomer households.
Yeah, yeah. Dad handed over the paycheck and mom managed the money.
Leah?
Hey. Yes, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Sam got my gift, but let me say that women keep their car cleaner.
Oh, okay.
Car cleaner. You know what? I think there's a lot of legitimacy to that guess. Keeping a cleaner car is not it, but that's...
I don't get in trouble, but...
Thanks, Leah.
Before we go somewhere, taking the Super U or are we taking Betty White? And husband's like... When's the last time you cleaned out Betty White? Because I'll have those 18-mile-long CVS receipts in there that I just throw in there. Have a coffee cup. It's just, you know.
I've been a good boy with this current car.
I have lots of those. The dang old Winto Green wrappers. You know, the Lifesavers, the Winto Green ones. That's pretty much how I quit smoking, was living off of those, and I've not been able to stop the Winto Green addiction. But those
what is it, Boomer?
Those little plastic wrappers, they stick to everything, and you think you get them all out of your car, but you don't. It's dang.
Who's next, Jay?
Looks like number 4, Kevin.
Kevin, you.
Hey, Kevin.
Are next.
Hey, well, they named all the ones I was going to say. Then let's see. Oh boy. Clean driving record? I'm not sure.
Have a better driving record?
No, that's not it.
Not it, but you qualify for some great prizes, including that party tray to go from Baumhauer's. And that drawing is Friday. Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ryan.
Hey. I was going to say, follow directions.
Oh.
Okay. 50% of it is not it, but that was
a good one.
Yes, see, now these all fit within the marital dynamic.
They really do. Some guys are accused of, by women, of not asking for directions.
This is true.
You know.
No, there's a lot of women that have that prejudice.
Yeah.
That they're you know what they are? They're menaces.
That's not even a word.
I just invented it for the purpose of this conversation. They are menaced because
I bet you invent words in Scrabble too.
Like Harold.
Actually,
Delaney.
I have driven many a person to the dictionary, but you know why? Missed an opportunity there, damn it.
You wanna know why?
Because I may have that terminal illness.
No, I just think it's so funny that now the tornado guy has the business rake sounder mixed in with him. It sounds so good. Oh, bless it.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the count of you want to know why, when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
He votes. Okay, K-Rod.
Hey,
I am going to guess mow the lawn. I think I've heard that somewhere before.
K-Rod says 50% of women mow the lawn better than men, and you are correct, sir!
That's what we were looking for.
Good job.
Now,
I heard that somewhere before. I don't remember where.
Is that... Well, you know what? We may have done this one a long time
perception.
Ago.
I think we did.
I have been listening for a long time, so that's
very possible. Well, we appreciate it.
And hold on. Jay is going to get you a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And to tell you what to enjoy there.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and Jay kind of.
Jay, kind of? Is that your last name?
Say something.
Hi. Something.
It's Jay Kindem here.
See, this is the time where Jay and I are supposed to tell you about the Seafood Bistro. Now, I feel the need to really hammer this home because it's new over at the Seafood Bistro, and it's something that you should take advantage of. The new lunch menu. You pick two for $9.99. You can do shrimp and grits. You can do red beans and rice. You can get a cup of gumbo that will save your life and cure whatever ails you. I swear by it. You can get the dragon style shrimp, which Jay is a huge fan of. So much you can enjoy for $9.99. And we tell you that their portions are out of control. So you should go by there, 1651 Perry Hill Road, and check them out for lunch today or dinner this evening. The lunch specials run Monday through Friday, so make sure you get by there and check them out. And if you're unfamiliar with what the Seafood Bistro has to offer, we suggest that you follow them on Facebook so you can stay up to date with specials, and that you take a gander over at the seafoodbistro.com. Thank you, Rich.
That was well done, Rich.
Thank you. It was really good. I'm going to give you a cheese slice for that, Rich.
Thank you.
Here's Jeff P. or Jeff.
I've been in a coma for 3 years waiting on this. No, I was going to go decorate. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Decorate. Like deck the halls.
Thanks anyway, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I say something about that?
Sure.
Can you stay in that level? Can you stay that?
No, I can't. That pitch? That's apparently my only when I have to ask permission for things. So we're moving, and we've painted, mm-hmm. and we've painted, and we've painted, and
what was the color?
Huh?
Nothing. I was going to say, what was the color you picked for the
tinsmith?
Oh, okay.
Anywho, it was covering up some brown. Putting shades of brown.
Mm-hmm.
And after the second coat went on and we're standing there looking at it, and I say to husband, this looks really good. What do you think about it? Do you like it? And he's like, I could have moved in here with it being brown. I didn't have to paint it. It only matters what you think of it.
Uh-huh.
And I was...
Because you wear us down.
Excuse me?
Until we capitulate. That's what women do.
No. That was not... I would like to paint it. What do you think? Yeah, babe, if that's what you want to do, okay. I thought that meant, yeah, I want to paint it too.
No. It means whatever you want to do is fine. We'll do that.
Let me just describe the whole semis with the reclining chair and going to Kaiser and all that. You know how that actually ended up? The new chair is in the living room, and the chair that I wanted to put back there is back in her room because, Anakana, you want to know why? Because that's the way she wants it. And I learned long ago, yes, dude, will you say
no? I mean, I never stood there and, like, stomped my foot and said...
No.
And I want men listening to know that you can do that. You can be that guy who says...
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
You just let her tickle it when you put it down.
Teen's armor.
No. I don't think that you made any sort of demand, or it ever came across that way to him at all.
I'm not a demanding person.
Not in the least.
I think his whole thing would have just been said, you know what? I'm the same way. When even if it's just even smaller things, where it's like, I'm good. Whatever you want to do is fine with me.
I just wanted to paint before we move furniture in.
I'll find out for sure later, but since I began working with you, my estrogen levels have gone up.
It's another thing, doctor, to check this afternoon.
My lands.
Don't we all have that? Isn't that something that's in everybody?
Yeah.
But you have more of it?
You're...
When I worked at that last station, that last big FM, it was big. The whole jock lineup was all women.
Yeah.
And they had a long room. Each one had a desk and their own workstation in there for show prep and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they hung a sign over it called Estrogen Alley. Yes. And come in at your own risk. We had fun with it. I believe this is David on the phone.
What's up?
Good morning, all.
Hey. Hello, David.
Man, you just gave me a great idea for supper. I called my wife. I said, honey, I said, we're going to the Gump tonight. I said, we're going to eat at the Seafood Bistro.
It's a good jam.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't got to eat there since we moved up to Millbrook. So no. I said, man, that's a great idea. So,
you will not be disappointed, I promise.
I know.
It's
man, we've eaten there a couple
to get
times.
To. It's,
yeah. After you moved to Millbrook, did you experience a phenomenon?
Couldn't just let it go, could you?
No.
Yeah, I experienced it last night.
Oh, all right.
And repeating the bulletin.
That's why you're always so happy.
Please clap.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Greg, have you seen the Aerial America for Hawaii yet?
Yes, I have.
OK, Okay, now, I mean, you, me, and Rich were all pretty historical, savvy guys.
Yes.
Did either one of you know that Charles Lindbergh was buried on Maui?
I did.
I did not know that.
I did not know it.
But that's because...
Because I'm the
kind of
you
want to
know why.
I remember when he died in 1974, mm-hmm. that, and when they were announcing that, he had arranged for that ahead of time.
Yeah.
And he had actually been in New York a week prior to his death. And
right.
I told him, you know, you're down to a few days. So he made it back to Hawaii so he could be, there would be.
Very left-wing radical guy he was.
He yeah. was radical in a lot. He was an isolationist and a socialist and all that stuff.
And a Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah, well, that was the Socialist Party of Germany, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, which I did not know until, you know, I watched that Aerial America when right. they said that he'd rather spend 2 days in Maui than, you know, like a month in New York.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
And so that was surprising to me.
But these days he
kind of
has a point.
Yeah.
But the Hawaii-New York comparison. I wouldn't
yeah.
have
that.
I'm
sure.
glad I went when Rudy was mayor.
Yeah, exactly.
David, hey, congratulations on the last night.
Oh.
And have a blessed day.
Of Landmark Church invites you to the Gridiron Kickoff, a night of fun, football, and encouragement. August 8th, featuring former Alabama player and Mississippi State coach Sylvester Croom, along with former Auburn head coach Tommy Tuberville. Coach Croom played for Paul Bear Bryant, and in 74 was senior captain. Coach Tuberville guided the Tigers to an SEC championship and the Western Division title in 2004. Dinner will be at 5 p.m. The program starts at 6. Reserve your seat. Visit LandmarkChurch.net. That's LandmarkChurch.net. The Gridiron Kickoff with Sylvester Croom and Tommy Tuberville, August 8th.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 8 o'clock hour, and traffic around the river region looks pretty good. Everything's moving along just fine on the boulevard. We don't have any big delays on the interstates, and the 31s look good this morning. Let's be careful as we get another day started. It's football and tailgating time in Alabama. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has the pickup truck you want. Forget the down payment. Head on down to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mm-hmm.
folks around here are getting worse than ever. Got big copperheads and venomous rattlers. We got cottonmouths down in the south. Dangerous.
Snake bites.
Yeah, be on high alert or you could get hurt. They're slithering on the ground making hissing sounds. All these snakes are everywhere with their deadly bites.
We better all stay inside.
Yeah, the snakes round here have been the worst in years. Those rattlers are venomous, and if they bite you, you will not have a pulse. The snakes round here, you better beware, cause they're everywhere. You hiss, run away real quick. You better not get bit. Oh heck. Snake, 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 snake bite.
This is from no less an authority on snake bites than the Wall Street Journal. Venomous snake bites are on the rise in the Sun Belt this summer, with North Carolina, Georgia, and Texas on track to set records.
Would it be climate change causing it?
No doubt. It's got to be. What else can cause it?
Everything. Yes. Stock market is down.
That's right.
It's climate change.
Here with the rest of the...
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go.
Is me. Earlier this morning, we brought you the... It was our most electrified. Because I thought, given the weather... You know, we're talking about important things here.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to get bit by a poisonous snake, and nobody wants their toilet to explode when it gets hit by lightning. Because that happened. And guess what state that was? Did I mention it?
Oh, no. I don't know if we got the state.
Florida.
Oh.
Where else would you find such a stupid toilet?
I see.
Of course, that had connections to the septic tank, but still... So that was one issue, and now a neighborhood feud is erupting in California, the crazy state, over a house painted hot pink with a pair of giant emojis decorating the exterior. Isn't it nice to know the millennials are buying houses? Ha ha ha.
Little pink houses for you and me.
This, you know, I sometimes will use an emoji if I got to make a quick reply or that's it's just say thanks. But are we, panel discussion here, are we graduating into an era where some people can only communicate with happy faces and symbols? Well, and
when, for instance, if on my Facebook page right now, do you see the amount of emojis on this one here?
Yeah, I do.
It's in other words, it's a sentence of emojis, and guess what I don't read? I just gloss over that. I'm not going to read where somebody's trying to do sign languages or smoke signals.
Not trying to decode your message.
Right.
Say what you need to say.
I mean,
I think the emojis are perfect
look
for...
Look at that.
That's
ridiculous. All I want is a smiley face or a funny face if that's what you have time to do.
That doesn't even make any sense.
So, I
think using them for, like... Say Rich texts me a funny joke, and I send back the emoji face with the laughing, crying tears.
The laughing, crying tears. I do that a lot.
That's like...
That's okay.
That's an easy way of saying, hey, that's funny.
Right.
This made me have a reaction.
The lady put the emojis on the house. Now, they're saying it's retribution because she belongs to one of those homeowners associations.
Uh-huh.
And they... If you want to learn the concept of fascism, find a place that has a really... strong arm homeowners association, like a lot of places in Florida,
right?
And you'll find out real fast your freedom disappears once you move in. They claim that she had used her place as an Airbnb stop, which is against the homeowners rules, and they fined her $4,000 for doing that. So she put the emojis on to basically tell them to screw
and
up.
Now we know the rest of the story.
Yeah, and we will keep an eye on this drama.
Shouldn't we?
Developing story.
My goodness.
Elsewhere in our stupid news today, here's a question I would like all of you to respond. I would like those of you listening on your way to work, at home, in your office to think about this. What would you rather hear first, the good news or the bad news?
The bad news.
Well, it depends. But generally speaking, yeah, give me the bad news. And then what was the good news? And usually the good news is, and that's the good news?
You take the bad news first so the good news can lift you up a little bit.
And you really know it's tough when they say, what would you like first, the bad news or the bad news?
Yeah.
According to a survey, 57% of people want the bad news first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only 29%. Yeah, because you get the good news first, and it lifts you up.
Then the bad news diminishes. Bad news
brings
the good
you down.
News.
What the heck is the bad news?
How much caffeine do we need to get through a day of work?
Is there a limit?
Let me talk to you about that over a cup of coffee.
The average worker puts down about 2.5 caffeinated drinks every single day. That adds up to around 12 or 13 cups of coffee.
2.5 caffeinated drinks.
Energy drinks, teas, and sodas.
Oh. I'm an overachiever.
But I don't have any caffeine after 9 a.m. I just don't have any caffeine.
The average worker only sleeps 6.4 hours a night, and they think it's because so much caffeine is consumed during work.
I believe that.
That's why I like that ISIS neurofeedback program at Infusion, because it really does help you sleep better and deeper.
So do my IVs, some of the dreams too. Yeah. Wow.
Little insight on that. Okay, yeah. What is
you
next?
Getting one of some of those really good dreams?
The
okay. Keep it moving.
I think I pushed the envelope far enough today.
Okay.
So,
Returned.
This is a question for parents, and I never did this. Have you ever faked a nap to avoid changing a dirty diaper?
Oh, you're kidding.
What kind of a parent would do that? And the hottest and most popular drink this summer, spiked seltzers.
Spiked seltzers?
Yeah.
Yeah,
flavored alcoholic seltzers like White Claw, Bonnevieve, and Truly.
Everybody got hit to using the whole vodka and LaCroix jam last year, but now they're just putting it all together and making those hard seltzers or whatever. But let me tell you,
okay,
one of the most underrated pairings for a cocktail: gin and Fresca. Think about it.
I know. I used to like Crown Royal with paint thinner. It was one of my favorites.
That's a bit much.
Gin and I'm warming up Fresca. More and more to Moscow Mule.
I don't like Moscow Mules.
Well, what's
It's got a little ginger type taste to it. It's a vodka drink, and it's
ginger beer, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of like that. But it's in the summer on ice, it's very refreshing.
And a copper.
What
sometimes copper mug.
I don't know what I want, and then recently that kind of has been just somebody served it at a recent gathering, a pool party,
mm-hmm.
and I said, you know what, that's a nice go-to drink.
And here's a question. The boss comes in and says,
you're fired.
Would you rather have him say, you're fired because we're replacing you with another person, or would you have him say, you're fired because we're replacing you with a robot? This is an actual survey.
Well, I would be hurt if he's replacing me with an actual human, so the robot thing wouldn't hurt as much.
Believe it or not, that's how most people reacted. Yeah. Two-thirds of the people asked say it wouldn't be as bad if I was replaced by a robot.
Yep.
Because what you do with a human in a situation like this...
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
You start to get into that. It can be very damaging for your self-esteem.
Yeah.
So, that's your stupid news update.
Okie dokie.
Oh, I know. I thought you were...
Yeah, you were making some movements over there.
Oh, no. The only movement... I was waiting for the punch of the business break to come in after you played that, but it never came in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I screwed up.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
I was replaced by... Well, they found a way to automate what I did here, and so they're like, we don't need you no more. Thanks.
Yeah.
Automation. No more.
This was... This was in January of 2001.
Still in high school.
I used to be board op of a morning show downstairs because it was fed in through a satellite.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, we figured out how we can automate that. Don't need you anymore. Thanks, bye.
Oh,
is that when you put your name in the wet cement behind the building in anger?
No, that might have been the same year, but it was later that year that probably happened.
The girl that's in that cement with you, did you...
Nikki? Oh, I miss Nikki. What?
You and Nikki ever...
Me and Nikki Stewart? No, not at all. Not at all, but she
was
awesome.
Do you remember Asia?
Yes. I'm still friends with her on Facebook.
Tell her I said hi.
I will do.
I keep forgetting how long I've been around now.
Yeah.
And by the way, the last Wednesday of the month, huge party at Baumhauer's.
Yeah.
Oh?
Celebrating the 14th anniversary of the afternoon talk show.
Oh.
And I'm really hoping that both people will be there.
Counting you, you just need one more to show up.
Speaking of the afternoon show, I got a note. We have, I may as well play the sounder since I had it handy. Our afternoon business break tomorrow is with Jim Smith and the team from Adams Drugs coming by.
Nice.
Jim's awesome.
He is. When they put awesome in the Pictionary, there's Jim. And when they do it for companies, Adams Drugs has got to be there. As we, you know, we're just talking, we live in this world that's constantly changing. How can you be sure? Well, you've got to turn to a company that is rooted locally, people that are all up to the same high standard of customer service and caring, and communicating to you that your business is appreciated here at Adams Drugs. They have everything you need for over-the-counter. They got beautiful gift shops, amazing gift shops in most of the locations. Any over-the-counter needs, friendly, knowledgeable pharmacists, and they're so accommodating. And you know, if you listen to talk radio, you're a little bit smarter than the average bear, so you know the importance of supporting a great local business like Adams Drugs. Try them. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
I'm so thankful that I do not have an outside job. I'm a real softy when it comes to being away from air conditioning, and I hand it to all of you who have these outdoor jobs and how you deal with the heat. I guess you get used to it. I don't know. Very hot and humid today with the heat index approaching the 105 danger range. Today's high 96. Risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms later on. Yeah, particularly towards evening. Some of those could be on the hefty side, especially with this kind of heat and humidity. A couple of stronger storms certainly possible. Low tonight 74. Tomorrow, dangerous heat. In fact, maybe even a notch higher tomorrow, maybe 105 to 108, 109, and more storms that can turn strong in this kind of heat. That'll be scattered around the area. Not every town will get one. I think the rain chances are a little better on Friday as a front approaches from the north, and a decent supply of showers and storms, at least in the 50-50 range on Saturday and Sunday. So be flexible with your outdoor plans and be ready to move indoors. And by the way, if you're on the lake over the weekend, be very watchful with our weather app on where the lightning is, right? Highs in the mid-90s. Right now, this morning, we have 81 already with 84% humidity at 840.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your morning traffic, and we have one accident to tell you about. It's on Vaughn Road in the 3700 block. That is near the intersection of Perry Hill Road in front of the park, so be careful there. Otherwise, our traffic looks great this morning. We don't have any problems on the interstates, the 31s, or the boulevard. Just be careful. Head on into work, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
All right, before I head over to the doctor's office.
Yeah.
And we get your local news. One last story I wanted to touch on. Is it Cathay Airlines? C-A-T-A. It shouldn't be Cathay. Cathay?
Cathay? Looks like, yeah, it could be Cathay Pacific.
I don't know anything.
It's primarily, what they're doing, though, again, the continuous ongoing intrusion. You know, your electronic devices can spy on you at home and all the rest of it.
Right, right.
They've got cameras all over their flights, inside their planes. The airline says the images are not captured from embedded backseat cameras, but they pretty much have every single square inch of each of their planes now covered with interior cameras.
What are they trying to figure out and find out?
Let's give this a listen. Maybe we'll learn something.
This is your captain. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you aboard because I can see each and every one of you through the camera in the seat back in front of you. And with that in mind, I've just illuminated the no bare feet light for the lady in 34A. And don't even think about resting those gnarly toes in the gap between the seats in front of you. Who raised you anyway? That's the overactive bladder light for the gentleman in 23F. You've gotten up to use the lavatory 3 times already, and we haven't even left the gate. Why would you choose a window seat? I don't get it. There's the no beverage service light for the guy in 18B. The cameras at the terminal lounge caught you having 7 martinis before boarding, so keep that barf bag handy and keep your hands to yourself. Lastly, I've just turned off the no emotional support animal light for the lady in row 29. Those empty seats next to you are about to be occupied by new parents with 6-month-old triplets, and they're all teething. You're gonna need that hamster after all. Once again, welcome aboard. Here's to a great flight, and here's looking at you.
This afternoon, you're going to hear about something California's doing that is way over the top. I don't know when this ends, but they'll keep doing it if we keep letting them do it.
California always is leading the pack and stuff like that.
Well, you know, I remember when it used to be like quirky food trends or fashion trends. Yeah. They start in California, they work their way east. This isn't, we're past that. We're talking about, you know, trying to change society. We don't need them telling us how to do it. We're just fine here. Thanks. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
And I want to make one last announcement to Ginny Lewis at Lewis Lawn that you'll be getting key lime pie soon. I have not made a pie in a long time.
We know.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to get my assembly line going here and bring them one. I love the Lewises. I consider them friends as well as great supporters of free speech and talk radio here in the River Region and for many, many years now. And they're just fantastic people, but their products are what I'm here to tell you about. And there at Lewis Lawn, they have a big new showroom. They've doubled. They've expanded. It's great. They have a showroom to make room for all their products, including adding some new product lines, including tractor mowers. Yesterday, every day, I go past lawn mowing services, and I look to see which brands turn up the most often. Exmark. Yesterday, I think I saw 3 or 4 Exmark, you know, zero-turn mowers that the riding service are using. And you see the Lewis Line logo, lawn logo on the side. It is a great mower. And at Lewis Lawn, whatever you buy there can be brought there back there for service. They carry all the Shindawa products, all the steel products. We're close to fall. Get a steel blower. That is, everybody should have one of those because they clean up sidewalks, leaves, whatever you need to get rid of fast. A steel blower, you fire it up and it'll do it. They'll get you a good price at Lewis Lawn. And like I said, your warranty means something because you bring it there when it needs service or repair. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Chad Sasser is our point guard there for questions. 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn. 845.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Tuesday was National Night Out, and first responders were out in neighborhoods educating residents on crime. First responders visited nearly 30 Montgomery County communities. The first National Night Out was 35 years ago. Members of the NAACP held vigils across the state last night to bring attention to voter suppression. They say they're concerned with voter ID laws, voter purges, and gerrymandering. Not only are they calling on Congress, but also leaders in Alabama to push for change. And changes are coming to Exit 38 in Tuskegee. Mayor Tony Haygood says a new development will include restaurants and a gas station. City leaders are also in negotiations for a hotel and Greyhound bus station at the site. The first business should be open by the end of September. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property.
Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over four decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard. We'll call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Pig Enterprises ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Pig Enterprises. Pig Enterprises, get a squeal of a deal. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Pig Enterprises and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's Not Quite Famous End of Summer Sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you know what today is?
It's Tuesday morning now.
I read somewhere it's Tuesday.
Sunny Tuesday.
You guys just are working for the weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, obviously. Why else would I do it?
Because I want to make a difference somehow.
You can make a difference.
You can make a difference.
You think so?
I do. I really do.
Just not today.
Aww.
It's showtime.
Was your sleep interrupted with it by a drip, 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 drip overnight?
Well, maybe you should let the dog out.
Actually, she gets affected when she hears a drip, drip, drip on the roof when it's raining really hard. Anyway, there's nothing worse than that in the middle of the night when you're trying to not focus on that drip. We're talking about a leaky faucet or a busted toilet or a broken pipe. It's the worst.
The worst.
Because it always picks the worst time to be a problem.
Yes.
Not during regular business hours, 9 to 5. And that's why it's good to know it. Plumbing by Luke Wire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. I wish I would have known that 20 years ago, but I didn't know that Plumbing by Luke Wire, I guess I've been using them, what, about 5 years now? I wish you would have known 20 years ago because it was always a problem. Who am I going to call this time? Not going to call them, not going to call them. Not gonna... Anyway, it's a no-brainer now. Plumbing by Luke Wire is professional. They're going to take care of your problem. They're going to call you before they get there And again, they should never charge overtime. Get the whole house plumbing inspection. That way there's no surprises when you come home from vacation about some sort of big problem that is lurking that you don't know about in your plumbing. Like maybe it's a corroded pipe upstairs and maybe a potential problem that you're going to find out about later. Give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your morning traffic, and we have one accident to tell you about. It's on Vaughn Road in the 3700 block. That is near the intersection of Perry Hill Road in front of the park, so be careful there. Otherwise, our traffic looks great this morning. We don't have any problems on the interstates, the 31s, or the boulevard. Just be careful. Head on into work, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, Greg, you left your phone.
Yeah, by the way, Greg, if you're listening, your phone's here. We were going to text you. But,
we couldn't text.
We couldn't do that either. So
I'm trying to text you on your phone.
Left your phone. And yeah. You're gonna need to get that.
He's got the Baumhauer things coming up tonight.
Yes.
And apparently the pizza thing was well attended.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You have got to go there.
See, I have not tried the pizza thing, and it's called
the Pizza Place.
The Pizza Place.
It's on Harrison. Yeah. There at Harrison and Perry Hill.
So it's not too far from this location.
So good.
Yeah. And you said that the what is it called? The huge one.
There's the Oh My God.
The Oh My God.
We got one that was two steps down from that,
mm-hmm.
and had so much left over.
Yeah.
Their cheese bread is amazing.
Yeah. I hope they turn it into a food challenge.
Yeah. The Oh My God.
Yeah, like if you eat this all within like an hour by yourself.
We'll give you $12.
You get it for free.
And then disqualify the Coney Island guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always been interested. I love food. Well, I love food challenges. I don't think I've ever done one, though.
Isn't there one? There's one, a steak challenge out in like Texas or something. A 32 ounce steak.
Golly.
Can you imagine?
I know there's something in like St. Louis about a pizza. Like a huge, huge pizza out there.
There's one in Texas in San Antonio when I go. There's a... It's massive, massive, massive pizza. I'm just biggest thing you've ever seen.
I would feel so awful later. Not just because your stomach.
I mean,
is gonna,
you would have to
potentially
schedule
upset. I'd feel
sleep.
Self-esteem.
Self-esteem.
Issues.
I hate the whole thing.
Yeah.
Trying to find some food challenges here.
On the internet.
Yeah. Let's see. Explore challenges all over the world. Oh, let's look. Alabama.
What is the challenge for us?
No, I'm curious to see what places in Alabama have food
challenges.
That's
what challenges. I'm saying. There you go.
What?
Oh, that's old.
Yeah, they don't exist anymore.
They don't exist. Let's go down to mobile.
And the that's same thing.
It's mobile.
Yeah, I
same
know.
Thing. Same thing.
Shots. Yeah. Acme Oyster House, 15 dozen oysters.
Is that right? In Gulf Shores?
15 dozen?
Oh, man.
Dozen?
Vomit.
15 dozen.
Well, and you hope they're not...
yeah.
It can be dangerous food.
It really can.
Yeah.
You're gambling there, brother.
Yeah.
And now it's not going to...
Why are there four phone lines lit?
What? I don't know. Maybe you should move into my chair so you can answer the phone.
I didn't know that I was going to have to do that.
Oh, that might be... one of them might be Greg. No, it can't be.
We'll find out.
Hi, hello. News Talk.
No, this is Dave. Listen, I'm from Gadsden. There's a place north of Birmingham,
yep.
about 40, 45 miles. It's towards Jasper, I think. It's way out in the boondocks. And it's a 32-ounce steak. You got to eat the baked potato. You got to eat the beans and a roll or two.
And you said this is towards Jasper?
Honey, it's been 40 years since I've been up that way.
Well, I'm trying to think if it's Bug Tussle. Because I think the Bug Tussle Steakhouse is not existing anymore.
You know what? Don't let them boys call you stupid no more. You're smarter than you look, girl.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Jay, you can use that one. Hey, you're smarter than you look, baby girl.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit. She'll hit me.
He's across the board from me now, so.
Yeah, I know. I could do it now, but she'll hit me when I get back over there.
Y'all were funniest this morning. I've heard y'all in a while.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Now, normally y'all cutting up and picking, but boy, y'all went down lower when I got turned in on about six something. God.
Well, man, appreciate you calling, man.
Thanks.
You get this up, or you'll get all my girlfriends listening to y'all.
Oh, well,
have a good one. Thank you.
Thanks.
See ya.
Talk, who's this?
Hey, it's Randall, man. How y'all this morning?
Hey, Randall.
Can y'all not have a morning show challenge? I mean, at the pizza place, y'all just make your own.
Well, I don't know that we can. I guess we would probably have to talk to the owner of
like Dino.
I don't know why it happens. Flintstones. It just happens.
And to sign up is $20 to sign up, and whoever wins gets all the money except for what y'all need to take care of y'all.
It's an idea. So we'll see about that.
I love breaking bread with people because that's the only time you really can learn about somebody is because they put something in their mouth to shut them up for a second. You know what I mean? And then everybody can relate when you're talking. I mean, you know what I mean? Or popping a top, it kind of puts something in your mouth to slow people down, and it gets where you can actually feel them instead of just hear what they're saying. It's amazing to break bread with different people, man. And I've learned that more and more and more because of y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Randall.
And Greg, I miss you, man. I miss you already. I love the way
his phone does, too.
He misses his phone.
He'll be back at 3 Central Time.
Maybe he just heard it on the way back now.
Yeah, he probably
got going to the doctor. I'm going to tell you what now about that doctor thing that they've been doing.
Yeah.
Where that Joey's been doing and the Creole and all that, whatever, the trial chamber. I cannot wait until they get it where, you know, how they run water up your butt and clean your guts out.
Your gut
is such a healthy part of life, right, man.
Thanks, Randall. We appreciate you calling, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right, man. We'll see.
We gotta go.
Bye-bye.
On that note.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for